Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98
KUPD. We got Jeremy out today. Black Rock Coffee Bar is where the young man is. Thomas and Pima Road. Just off the 101 there. Thomas. And this is a good deal. They're doing a cool thing. You can get your coffee. Of course you get your coffee. Everybody wants that. You see Jeremy? Everybody like... Well, all right. But you can also have five cans of food or $5. Drop that off for Operation Santa Claus. And you can win a Ford or a Lincoln from Sanderson Ford or Lincoln. That's awesome. And Jeremy's out there manning the store right now. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Johnny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, sir. Don't touch the boss today, Jeremy. That's the rule. You're one that the email went out and said, look, don't talk to her. Don't touch her. If you've, like, there should be a high-pitched noise that only people of a certain wealth can hear. And it's, you know, like young people, old people frequencies. And if you can't hear it, you can't talk to Jenny.
Yeah, no, Tripp just told me that I need to leave right at 10. Can you go ahead and take the rest of the day off, young man? You're doing a great job.
That's why
I didn't know, because you guys were keeping me away from Jenny.
Because I went to lunch with Tripp yesterday, and he was asking all these homeless people, are you Jeremy? He doesn't know who you are, but he was asking a bunch of poor-looking people if they were you to keep you out of the building. So, yeah.
People walking by the station.
There he is. Jeremy! Jeremy!
He's the one with the American flag on the backpack.
I was like, excuse me? Are you Jeremy? No. You look just like what I picture. Anyway, don't see Jenny tomorrow if you are Jeremy in disguise. So, yeah, just stay away from her. I'll show her a picture of you, and when she's done shuddering and laughing, I'll say he works with us as well.
Awesome.
Quality response. Black Rock Coffee Bar this morning. You got all sorts. You're doing a really nice thing with Sanderson Ford and Sanderson Lincoln today. Tell us what's going on.
We are out here collecting canned food for Operation Santa Claus. And if you donate five cans or $5, you get a coupon to get a 98-cent coffee here from Black Rock Coffee Bar.
That's great.
I got the normal stuff, CDs, DVDs, all the good stuff. Giving it away for your donations here at Black Rock Coffee.
Not only that, you're entered to win a new car.
Oh, yeah, you get a brand new car from somebody.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Jeremy, that's terrible. It's not just from somebody. It's from the people putting on the whole show. Sanderson Ford and Sanderson Lincoln. Not just somebody shows up at your house and goes, here's your car, bro.
Kiss 1230.
Yeah.
Here's your car, Playboy. Congratulations. You just went for Kiss 1230.
Are you Deion Sanders? No, I'm white guy from Mesa. Anyway, yeah, well, there. Somebody will give you a free car. I like it that Jeremy's big catch was the 98-cent coffee. You donate,
you get a 98-cent coffee.
You also could get a car.
Yeah, that.
From someone.
All you got to do with that is pay taxes and gas.
Oh, I forgot.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, if you're at a drive-thru coffee place, you already have a car.
I thought your... That's a good point. Hard to argue.
Yep.
But it is a brand-new car. Here's the other point. Your people are always all about getting free things from other people.
What is this you people thing?
You know what I mean.
Come on. You
communist types. You socialist communists. You and AOC, you're always begging for free stuff.
I don't beg for free stuff.
You would.
I just stand around and look sad until someone gives me something free.
It's working. All right. Well, I'm going to give you some money when you get back. I feel bad for even saying it. Jeremy will be out there a little while longer. Five cans of food or $5 for Operation Santa Claus. You get entered in a drawing to win a car from Sanderson Ford or Sanderson Lincoln. And also, Black Rock Coffee will give you a coffee for 98 cents. Easy peasy. All right, Jeremy, be nice to people. Give them all sorts of shirts and things, too.
Absolutely, Chancellor. Right,
there you go, kid. I'll talk to you later. It's Jeremy out there all morning long. Go say hi to Jer.
You got a car from somebody. You get a new car. Somebody will give you a new car. I don't want it. Sounds like trouble.
It is a valid point, though. It is a drive-through. So they've already got a car, and that's where Jeremy thinks,
if you already got a car, why would you get a new one? Hoarder?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mr.
Texas.
Mr. BlackRock Coffee Feller.
Anyway, you can get a new car and have the car you have. A free car is still a free idiot. What a pinhead. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. And Brady, somehow or another, it's already Wednesday or Thursday, if you can imagine. Yeah. Watching the game tonight, Cardinals, Seahawks.
Big game.
Ooh. Toledo.
You all right with that, Richard? As a Seahawks, yeah. You're not even wearing your gear.
It's the game bird day. Bash.
Oh, you do have your Seahawks stuff on. Yeah. Okay.
It's the bird bash.
All right. Stop we don't need a nickname, Stop Dom
it.
King.
Settle That's down. Not it.
And nobody's calling it the bird bash. Except for everyone in your bitch barn. That's adorable. You guys
you look
knit
particularly
together?
Andy Reid-ish today.
You do look very
yeah,
Andy Reid.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's our salute to service for Brady this morning. And his camouflage jumper.
You can't see me.
Can we see you? No amount of camouflage is covering that up. Anyway, go watch the game tonight or all weekend. You can pick up a Hooters Party Pack, 50 wings, and an order of fried pickles for $50. That's amazing. Don't forget the ice-cold six-pack of Bud Light to go along. You can get those to go now, too. And like Deucey said, it's up to you, man. Don't be a doucher. Get all these food packs and take them home and watch the games there. That's a pretty good deal. Tonight, Cardinals. Will they have another Hail Murray?
No. Nope.
Got to talk to... They won't, of course not. No. They got to talk to Dave Pash yesterday on the Caliendo podcast and talk about Wolfley and how much he loves. And words out, by the way.
He hears it all.
Wolfley's got hold of it. I have a friend of mine. Well, Jim, the morning guy over it, he's like, we're having Wolfley on today. You want to call in? I'm like, I'm kind of busy. And because we goof on Wolfley so much. But so they know. Again. And they were going to play it for him the other day, but they didn't. On the air, at least. They've played us doing that before.
Oh, yeah.
Because all those people over at Arizona Sports listen to us.
Well, initially, early in the season, they did you and Frank doing Wolfley.
Yeah, that was on their actual broadcast of the game, which is fun. Anyway, we'll get him back in here. He'll be a square tomorrow. But go to Hooters. Watch the game tonight. Interesting game. I can't pick this one. In Seattle?
It's tough. If my running backs come back, we might have a better chance. But so far, they're not.
Who's the running back, right? You got
Carson and Hyde.
Hyde.
They're both
Carlos
out.
Hyde. Oh, he's out? I thought Carlos Hyde was in.
No, they've both been out for four games.
Oh.
I got DJ Dallas in, who's our fourth stringer, who can't pick up a blitz.
No, no one
they're
cares.
Really leaning on the 12th man on this one.
Oof. Nobody will be there.
You're a dick.
And they could allow fans in the stadium if Seattle wasn't a liberal cuck town.
That it?
It is. They're like, they would just have a takeover, like a big socialist takeover of the whole stadium. Why can't we live here? Because it's not yours. Well, everything should be mine.
You're confusing Seattle with Portland. But okay.
Portland's bad. Seattle's bad, too. They had Seattle's that whole shutdown in the center of town.
They had a chop. It wasn't the center of town.
They asked Amazon to close every floor in their building and give it to the homeless.
You can ask. Jeremy asks you for things
all
the time.
They put up fences around it and said, we're not going to let you in. They threw that big baby fit about how he's too rich.
But they allowed it. If you were homeless and a Prime member, you could get a room.
That's right. Yeah, you
pay your 15 bucks a month.
Yeah. And if you can't afford 15 bucks a month in Seattle and be homeless, it's too expensive to live there.
These makes too much. This big building should be for sad people.
Pipe down, Northwest. Nobody wants to hear your cuck ways. No one can hear your cries, cuck. Anyway, go to Hooters and watch the game. I think the Cardinals are going to win again. Sweep the Seahawks, and then you're going to see the demise of the Seahawks because their defense isn't good enough, too many injuries, and Russell can't do it alone. Although he is, I've changed my mind. I think he's the best player in football. I think Russell
pretty
Wilson
amazing.
Is the single
you,
most.
What are you jinxing right now? Why?
I don't know. I just think he is. I would, you know, we had that conversation earlier. Yeah. Who would you start a team with at quarterback right now? Would it be Mahomes? And I picked Mahomes right off the bat. And then I think Caliendo said Russell Wilson, and it got me thinking. And then he's doing this by himself.
Yeah. And he's done it about three different seasons.
Yeah.
He's done it by himself.
Mahomes. And the only reason they were viable a couple of years was because of him. And they were not a good team for a couple of years. But Mahomes
after the Super Bowl years, they were
all the
really down.
Look at what he gets to throw to and hand off to, and look at Russell by himself. I know Cardinal fans hate hearing that, but that dude's probably the best. And Kyler Murray is good, but he's not the best. Everybody wants him to.
Give him a
flashy.
Little seasoning. He'll be there.
The MVP award is now flashiest quarterback in football because you don't have to be the most valuable guy on your team. DeAndre Hopkins is the most valuable Cardinal.
Yeah.
And Kyler's great, but the most valuable Cardinal is DeAndre Hopkins. And I think Kyler Murray would tell
Christian
you.
Christian Kirk's getting there because
they've got
the attention.
A good team.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, really kind of developed a nice group there. If only they would have drafted DK Metcalf instead of Andy Isabella.
I love holding that over him.
Yeah. Anyway.
Every time I see Isabella, aren't they the same number? Isabella's 17 as well.
17, 14.
17, yeah.
Your guy's 14.
Yeah, my guy's 14.
I'll teach you about your team.
Thanks.
Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
It's the Great American Smokeout today.
And that's where you're supposed to take a whole pack of smokes at once outside. Puff it right out, right?
Yeah, no, Brady. Last this one. Is not sponsored by Traeger.
We're trying to. Yeah. Are you going to smoke out tonight, Brady, in honor?
I might. 32.
Why is that your answer
million?
To everything?
Yeah, how come you never give us a solid?
I might. Non-committal.
I'm just a spontaneous guy, man.
No, you're not. I've heard you plan dinner at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
There's nothing spontaneous.
That's not spontaneous.
Brady was talking about going to lunch with us and got on the phone with Ronnie. So what are we going to do for dinner? I'm like, you haven't even eaten lunch yet.
I know. I got to get it in the wok.
But isn't that
important in the wok?
I don't know what he does.
Can't your dinner plans change depending on what you have for lunch?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Great. Another non-committal.
There's spontaneous right
we'll
there.
We'll see.
Woo.
Maybe. We'll talk about it.
Kirby is going to kill you. I guarantee you she's so sick of hearing.
We'll see. Maybe.
And then back to the, you know, bargain for beach hunt marathon.
No, I make the decisions between the two of them.
All right.
When it's for a dinner or lunch, whatever.
Because they're too busy building a man cave.
Every once in a while.
Didn't they decide Jersey Mike's yesterday when you were taking pictures?
Yeah. Unless they call and
I
ask.
I make the decisions unless they do.
You said you called them and asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they told you where to get them
and
food.
And I'm the dum-dum that keeps going back to the well.
Exactly.
So I said, I called and I said, you guys, does Jersey Mike sound good? Because I know they like that.
And if they just said no?
Now what?
Yeah, they're making the decisions.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
That's what. No, that's
then
the person.
Then I throw out three. No.
And eventually they decide.
Try to figure out what do you want.
You know what you are? You're the menu.
I know.
You're the drive-up board.
Yeah, you're the drive-up board. And they just stare at it. Instead of you just saying, here's what you get. You're waiting
for them
to order. And I like that you said that, because that was adorable.
I'm the dum-dum that keeps going back.
What do you guys want? I know the answer.
I'm a dum-dum.
I'm not sure.
Click.
Everyone gets a tostada. You don't like it? Don't eat. I love the old Dan Holmberg method. I don't want this. Well, then don't eat it. Oh. Well, I'm going to go ahead and eat that then. Yeah. There's nothing else in this bag. That's exactly right. Well, I don't like the sauce on these. Well, then don't eat it. But there's nothing for me. Oh, there's plenty for you. But you're throwing a fit about it. I got 10 breakfast jacks with that awful Thousand Island dressing he would always add to it. Because he liked it.
On a breakfast?
I don't know what it was. They used to have this orange sauce on breakfast jacks. My dad would get I would sometimes wander off and go hunting with him. Dove hunting. Stop by the thing. And I'd be asleep because it was 2 in the morning. For no reason, I would drive around at 2 in the morning. You want some breakfast? I'm like, I want to go to sleep. It's 2 in the morning. The dove are sleeping. This is going to be easy. We just go scoop them up with a sack. I got you some breakfast jacks covered in Thousand Island dressing I know you hate. Oh, good. Thanks.
You're the best.
And he would give me a napkin. One time, this is a great story about Dan. I'm in a story mood. Sorry, Brady. I'm interrupting the Brady Report.
So right ahead.
We're at my grandparents' house for a day. And working. He had a farm, so we're goofing around on the farm, playing around. I was probably 7. And I go to take a shower afterwards, and I placed all my clothes on the back end of the toilet. Well, it was one bathroom in the house, so this weird thing where if someone's in the shower even, someone would come in and use the toilet while you're in the
No matter what.
So my grandpa, Alvar, goes in there, and he pees in the toilet, but he was courteous enough to not flush because in the old houses, that would make all the water freeze.
Yeah.
So he just left his pee in there.
The old
and he also knocked my underwear into the toilet.
and left. So I get out of the shower and I'm looking around. I'm like, the hell's this? The old man came in here and dunked my drawers in his piss water, and I got to ride back 2 hours in this car now. I didn't bring a change.
So why would
dad,
you?
So my dad, instead of like going, we'll go to Kmart and grab some underpants, he's like, just put them on. I'm like, no. Put them on. So what does he do? He gives me a pair of his gross used
Yes!
underwear.
Got the tidy whiteys on.
Why did he have extras?
He didn't.
Oh.
And he tied them up on the sides like a
side sash knot. Nice.
Hanging on the top of my pants and holding a bag of piss-covered baby kid drawers. None of them were like even bothered by it. I'm like, can we just wash them real quick? And no, we're leaving. I'm like, God damn it. Sitting in the car. So then I changed into, when they started to dry, I put mine back on. Because that's what
still
I
still dried piss?
Well, they were pretty close to dry. Oh. They were. And then we rode the rest of the way from Pittsburgh to West
Virginia. You didn't put them on the antenna?
I think I did hold them out the window for a little while.
Then you get that dry piss smell, though.
You wring them out.
Grandpa pee smells great. A lot of medicine. And
it smells like Geritol.
It's like some sort of chemotherapy stuff pouring out of him because he had cancer real bad.
There's grandma on this whole thing. And she's like, I'll wash them.
We were in a hurry, evidently. Nobody cared. Put these on. These have stains in them. Put them on. You need underwear because you dribble.
What?
Yeah.
So that's why you put that side knot in when you're wearing shorts sometimes.
I get my side pony on my underpants.
Never stop.
I got therapy at 1:30.
32.4 million American adults still smoke cigarettes.
Man.
Smoking remains the single largest preventable cause of death and illness in the world.
Watching the Queen's Gambit right now, and they're on a plane. And it's very authentic to late 50s, early 60s. Everybody on the plane is smoking. I can't imagine what that had to smell like. Everything stunk. Everybody's house stunk. Everybody's clothes stunk. Did your folks smoke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they quit?
Yep.
Yeah. My mom smoked.
Everything in our house was yellow.
Our cars, I remember, would make me nauseous to sit in our cars. My Aunt Ray and Uncle Dennis smoked so much that I couldn't be in their car. I would throw up.
You'd
and it never. I was
the,
one who never
you'd
got.
You appreciate the vinyl sometimes over the padded.
It all
the velour.
The velour was terrible, but everybody had it.
I remember flying back in the day where they had the smoking section.
Yeah,
and then they just closed the curtain. Yeah, like that's going to stop anything.
And it was
you know,
the same air.
Yeah,
it's recycled air. Oh, it was awful. I don't know how we did it. 32 million people in America still
in
smoke.
Yeah,
man.
That's 10% of the country still smokes.
Estimated 480,000 deaths every year.
480?
480,000.
Oh, okay.
Man.
Got a couple of baseless fun facts. The real reason Chuck E. Cheese loves celebrating birthdays, according to a book on his origin story, he's an orphan who didn't know his own birthday. So he loved other kids' parties.
Whoa, it's like a...
Sounds kind of pedo to me.
It's a ton. It's a rat, too. So his parents were killed. And probably a trap of some
sort. Trap.
Yeah. They had their heads lobbed off going for some cheese. That's Chuck E. Cheese's origin. Mom! Dad! No! On my birthday! And then he started that band. Because, you know, that's what most kids with no parents do. They started
a rock
band.
Chevy Chase played in a band in college.
Nice segue.
His bandmates, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen.
Oh, he was in Steely Dan before.
They cut him before that.
Wow. What did he play in that? I didn't know he was musical.
I didn't know either.
He was probably Davy Jones playing the tambourine and stuff.
He didn't sing, did he?
Costco sells roughly 1/8 of all the blueberries in the world.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, whose job was it to figure that out? Johnson, you got blueberry patrol.
Crap.
Worldwide blueberry nonsense.
How about the initial job offer of, we want you to be in charge of blueberry sales at Costco?
You're going to be blown away at how much the volume we go
through. I can't do this.
You'll be knocked out. I'm going to be bored all day. Oh, yeah, you think. We're responsible for 1/8 of blueberry movement.
6 months later, I can't take it.
I can't keep up. I need help. And you laughed. You want to be my blueberry manager.
Here's a rundown of the most embarrassing Thanksgiving Google search in every state.
Okay.
Your state, I won't do all 50. Indiana is how to unclog a toilet without a plunger.
Oh, God. How do you do that? That's not a dumb question at all.
You did it. Did you use your plunger when you were mashing
up? I just broke
your...
up that one with a plunger. No, it was actually, it wasn't a plunger. It was the cleaner.
Oh.
It was the brush.
Wisconsin, what does it mean if your poop is green? Arizona.
How are these Thanksgiving questions?
Is Little Caesars open today?
That's Arizona?
Yeah.
Well, is it? And how do you do that toilet thing? We have to get back to that. Google that real quick.
All right.
How do you unclog a toilet without a plunger?
Montana.
On Turkey
Thanksgiving,
Day?
Yeah.
How do you smoke an elk?
Where's my dad?
You got the first two words right. How to cough.
Hmm.
People don't know how to cough
no,
in Montana.
Not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
About Illinois.
Illinois. How to, there it is. Turkey or ham.
This doesn't have to do with poop.
Huh?
At least it doesn't have to do with poop.
Yeah, I don't understand that. How's that Thanksgiving related? How do you unclog a toilet without a plunger?
You can start with dishwash soap.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It breaks down the turds.
Yeah.
California.
Man, you're soaking in it. Palmolive actually gets her done.
California, racist grandma.
Yeah. Well, that's because in California, all the coastal people have the money, and all the inland people go to the coastal people's homes, and they can't believe what grandma's been saying because she's been in Riverside the last few years. Things are different when you get into Calatucky, which is just 10 minutes outside of all the coasts.
Alaska, divorce lawyer.
Well, yeah, if you live up there. Yeah.
Fastest suicide also.
Using a coat hanger for a drain snake as well.
Oh. Toilet abortion.
Baking soda mixture.
With what? Water?
Yeah.
Baking soda just eats it away? What?
That's what it's saying.
So it's stuff to just dissolve the giant monster.
Right. Yeah. Using a plastic bottle to create water pressure.
Ugh.
So you're basically putting your hand down there as a
plunger.
And
doing splashies? No. Oh, your hand plunging.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, at that point, just reach in. And just get it out.
Yeah, at
that
point.
Yeah, if you have to fist your toilet to get it
through. Oh,
what a band name.
Hello, Phoenix. We'll fist your toilet.
That was the band you wanted to play this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Fist your toilet live.
Heard on Playdio next week.
Yep.
Danny Zalisco presents.
That one didn't make the book.
Fist your toilet. It's not in his book.
Left that one out. New dating term, hat fishing, is where someone hides their bald head on dating apps.
Hey. Guy's going through enough. Shame. What happened to that whole can't shame anybody for being fat, can't shame anybody for being skinny, but this bald thing, it's still like, he's bald.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
women
know.
Will just flat shut up,
I don't know.
Bert, your stupid, beautiful locks. I see it. My friend was showing me Tinder, and it's like girls are like, no baldies. That's the exact same thing as no Jews. It's the same exact thing. You're a horrible human being. No, he's going bald. I knew a girl who divorced her husband because he wouldn't do anything about the baldness. He's going bald. Like, so what? I'm going to be some bald guy. Well, so you didn't expect aging? I know guys are pretty bad about it, but you guys never take a hit. That was years ago, though. She was awful.
There's a 35-year-old guy named Daniel Andrews from Pelham, Alabama. And last August, he came up with a plan to steal cash from his job at Burger King. Instead of doing it the old-fashioned way, just taking it out of the drawer, he created fake employees in the store's computer, then managed to get them on the payroll with their pay going directly to him.
Oh.
Managed to steal almost $30,000 over the course of a year.
Nobody noticed not getting a paycheck?
Till he was caught. Well,
he was creating fake ones.
Yeah.
He was creating dummies.
Yeah.
He was just charged with theft, identity theft, and computer tampering. Here's your...
That guy needs to be working for the IRS, not Burger King, if
this
he can figure
exactly
that out.
This is what I picture Adam the Barber to look like. Is this what Adam the Barber looks like?
No.
close.
How I picture him when he calls us.
Adam the Barber's actually got better hair, but...
Well, I would hope so. I don't want to go in there with a bowl cut.
You never seen Adam the Barber?
I've seen him. I don't remember his face. I was running too fast.
Did Texter says, by the way, John, you might have to transfer Toledo's nickname because it's also International Men's Day today. I noticed Brady didn't say that. Never going to hear about that from some whiny, pinko, lefty women.
Right. So they want Brady to be the cuck, too. Right. Yeah, that's true. I got a text about you, too. Does it all make sense now? Toledo's a Seattle Seahawks fan because he's from Seattle, and that's ground zero for socialist Twaffles.
Twaffles? Another good band name.
Twaffle is a good name. That's a combo of two words.
Work it out.
Or not.
Raymond James Stratford was spotted masturbating in a cemetery in Australia. The guy called the police and said, this guy's whacking off in the cemetery. Is that an electric toothbrush, too?
I know what's happening. He needs
to work some magic with that on himself.
Is it a picture of the guy? He looks normal.
That's, yeah.
Does he look like Adam the Barber?
Sterling District Cemetery.
It looks like I'm going to look in about 10 years.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
Minus the electric toothbrush.
Hey, John, it could be worse. Was your sister traveling with you and your dad? At least he didn't make you wear your mom's or your sister's underwear like my uncle did to my cousin one time.
That kid's in therapy, too, though. It was a weird day. Just hold these and wear mine. Like, yours are used, too, and you've been in the field. Actually, you've been actually working.
Yeah. That's when you start learning how to free ball when you're that young. Well, at that point.
For some reason, my dad wouldn't allow that.
Oh, really?
My grandpa, too.
But he did.
Yeah, he. I don't know what he did. I don't know what his situation was. He might have borrowed my grandpa's pair. But that underwear is important to Dan Holmberg in a huge way. And when I was in charge of the laundry for a little while at the house, because my sister and I switched chores, he would wake me up unhappy with how I was washing the underwear.
His Fruit of Balloons weren't starched or what?
No, because I was terrible at laundry. I still am not very good at it. But I would let them sit too long, and then they'd get a little bit musty.
Gamey.
And he would smell it. Because I didn't like touching the underwear, so I would do that last. And if I, God forbid, I washed them with other stuff. You wash my underwear with my hankies.
They're sour.
Oh, you're right.
They're sour.
You're right, Dad. There's boogers all over that washing. You're right.
So we finally convinced Christopher to do laundry, and he stuffs every bit of laundry he has in the washer. Like, I mean, like, overstuffs.
No separation colors or anything?
No,
or?
Some of the stuff will come out dry out of the washer.
Because this just never touches water.
No.
I just cold wash. I do the same thing.
Yeah?
Everything goes in, cold wash.
Yeah.
Nothing fades, nothing shrinks. My clothes smell great.
Police and
I'm terrible at laundry, though, because I forget about it all the time. I have to double wash all the time.
Yeah, or you leave it in the washing machine and forget to dry it, and then it gets that musty smell, and you wear it the next day. And you're like, oh, Christ.
And I know what Brady's thinking. Did you guys just call me a cuck, and now you're doing laundry? I got somebody for that.
The police in Naugatuck, Connecticut, got a call. Some guy called on John Figner because he was in the front yard, half naked, humping a tree. And eating branches.
Wow.
Figner!
There's a mugshot of Figner.
That actually looks filtered.
Figner's at it again.
Are they filtering mugshots now? Is that how vain we are?
There's a public park in Swansea, England, that people called to complain because a guy went around to some of the dead trees that weren't all the way down there. Kind of a little more than stumps, but he carved them and made them into mushrooms. But the complaint was, these mushroom trees look more like...
their penises.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. A forest of dongs.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not making mushrooms. I don't know who...
Not on purpose.
If you ask the guy doing this, he's you call them mushrooms? Yeah, They're clearly dicks. He made
a nice curve to him.
This is not a mushroom forest. Go chat with the man in the chainsaw again, because he's not making mushrooms. That's a kindly old woman. I think he's making mushrooms out of the stumps. No, he's not, ma'am. He's making a forest of lonely lady trees. I want to see this forest in about 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
When the lonely women of that
covered
city figure
sap.
Oh, come on, bro. What was that for, brah?
In Scotland, the Carl family is receiving complaints from, they've had a tough year. Their 13-year-old daughter passed away. But they, on her gravestone, they have the in loving memory of Kayla, Leanne, Carl. And it's a picture of her, and it's Just her face and her hand holding up, giving you the finger.
No.
So the cemetery complained, and they said, we can't have this in our cemetery. Right. So they're in a battle right now for whether or not they can keep the
free speech.
The picture that they the want her to stone. Have forever and ever is her flipping off anybody visiting her dead, her resting place. How did she die?
Not sure.
Why would you do that to a 14-year-old kid?
It's what she wanted.
Yeah. Well, they never make decisions. They're 14. That's the whole point of being parents.
Finally, she's going to die.
Brett enjoyed it. Hey, over here, guys. This dead broad is flipping me off. Let's dig her up.
How about how close you have to be to have it matter there?
You got to get right
there.
Yeah.
Maybe that's their point. Like, who's making out with my kid's tombstone?
Yeah, exactly.
That guy with the toothbrush in his ass.
If you want to make $2,500 for Christmas, here's a place to go. Reviews.org. It's a company that will pay someone $2,500. You have to watch 25 Christmas movies in 25 days. You'll receive the $2,500 and subscriptions to 7 streaming services for 1 year.
What's what do catch? I have to do?
Reviews.org.
I just go to reviews.org and they give me $2,500?
Yeah, the catch is you have to be over 18 years old.
Let's go.
Eligible to work in the U.S. And capable of having a device that can take the streaming services. They're not going to provide you with that.
But all I have to do is go to the website.
Yep.
And they give me $2,500.
You sign up and they'll draw somebody.
Oh, it's a draw.
They're looking for the chief holiday cheermeister.
Hey, chief. That's you, yep. Brady. Every waiter's been calling you
already
that for
signed
years.
Up.
You've been chief for
I'm
a long
leader
time.
Leader in the clubhouse.
Hey, chief.
This taxi driver was in his car and did the hand sanitizer thing. Turned around, lit a cigarette.
Boom.
Wow. There's a picture of the results.
Oh, man. He's Freddy Krueger. So he hand sanitized a little heavy.
Yeah.
Because it's all over his face. Is he washing his face with it?
Well, hey, evidently he said that.
Yeah, but I don't smoke.
When it went.
I'm smarter than that. I'm going to light some fires now.
According to him, he hit the lighter and the stuff was, it was a fireball.
In his hands. And then he tried to pat it out with his face?
No, I think the fireball released from his hands. And
that's more than just a quick fireball. His face was on fire for a second.
I don't have sympathy there.
I do. Man's face was on fire.
Smoking and like Brady said, I picture him with his lighter right by his hand.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You guys say I've changed.
No, you have.
Oh, I have a little bit. But it's when and color it a good change when I consider a man whose face has been burned off. And I have a little empathy for that.
Nope.
What's wrong with you?
Zero.
I'm a Toledo on this one, too.
Yeah, you don't mind?
No. What the hell's that guy thinking?
Yeah, that's
what are you going to do? You're going to get hand sanitizer that's based in alcohol, and then you get your Zippo out and start smoking your Camels?
How heavy are you putting on the hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You've smelled that hand sanitizer in the kitchen.
Color me crazy. You're right.
I feel bad that I feel bad for the guy.
I guess I'm sorry that I have feelings for that man's now ruined life.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you?
Guy's an idiot.
He's a cab driver, just wanted to smoke, and he's been trying to follow COVID protocol and didn't realize it was flammable. He made a mistake, and his face will forever remind him of that. You guys seem cool with it.
Absolutely.
Yep, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm the prick.
I'll end it with a real quick radio video.
All right.
I sent it to Toledo yesterday. This is, I believe, this outdoor cafe's way of telling customers time to get up and leave.
Okay. It's time for, where
How
is
many
this,
times
you know?
Did you wish you I, could
it
do
looks,
this,
It's foreign.
Yeah, it looks it's like boring. South America.
Okay,
maybe.
And what leads you to believe that? All the brown people?
You'll see.
Yeah.
It could also be Tucson.
It's one guy, but he was
wait a minute. Nope. You'll know if it's Tucson because it won't be awful. It does look a little like Tucson. Wow, what are they hitting
him?
Oh,
man.
Are they shooting him? Yes.
Firecrackers. He's been shot before. That's a reaction.
Is it looks like electricity in a way, the way he's reacting.
It's the Peruvian electric chair. They're still working on it.
That's a scream.
Why?
my God.
The guy in the back laughing.
This guy is having a seizure and no one's helping.
Just having a beer.
That's fantastic. I like that. He's
yeah, that's solid.
Just asleep.
Brady, Instagram's made you dark, my friend.
Yeah, it has. You are. All you guys have gotten a little dark.
Yeah, it does that.
I think I've turned a corner on this whole darkness thing hanging out with you. Instagram will make you a bad person. I'm sorry that I feel bad for someone whose face was burned off in a slight accident.
He's the moron.
I've got a video.
I do believe he's a moron. I'll tell you he's a moron because he was driving a cab in like some Central American town. That's always going to stink. I would never want to do that. All that cocaine you got to run back and forth? Sure. But nobody needs their face burned. It's like everybody's biggest fear. There's a reason why we don't have like the death penalty by burning. We all know it's awful.
Hey, John, maybe this will want you to have them bring back smoking on airlines. The smoke from passengers used to help the mechanics find the cracks in the metal.
Really? So the smoke, like, pouring out of the plane?
It would be sucked right to the cracks.
See, that's the thing. When I talked to that pilot a few years ago, and I think Fitz asked him the question, but he said, what's the one thing as a pilot that scares you? Where's your oh-crap moment as a
landing,
pilot?
Wasn't it?
Fire.
Oh.
Everything. He said, we could barrel roll these commercial planes. We could go probably 150 miles an hour faster. We don't do it because we're trying to make the ride as pleasant as possible for you guys. I'm like, oh. And he said, but if there's fire, there's nothing we can do. Like, everything else is something. Like, if an engine goes out, we can work the other one. We can balance. We can drive that thing. If it's fire, we're done. He said, that's it. I'm like, and that was my follow-up. Like, they used to allow smoking on planes. He goes, in compressed air.
Right.
But lucky it didn't happen all the time. The plane just didn't burst in.
Man.
So, yeah, he told me, he said, the one thing we fear is fire. Like, that's our oh, no. Because there's no turning back from that most of the time. And they even have things that'll put fires out, like in engines and things. Instead of if it's, but it happens so fast. There's so much gasoline on it, jet fuel. It's like oof. So if you ever see a fire on your plane, you knew this already, but it's over. Very rarely do people go, then the plane burst into flames, and that's when I took action. Nope, you don't hear from them ever again. Anyway, I'm flying next week, so fingers crossed something happens in the next couple days. So
bring your lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hand sanitizer.
I'm going to have a smoke on my flight. Yeah. There you go. That's your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. We'll check in with Jeremy in just a little bit. He's out there at the beautiful Black Rock Coffee on Thomas and Pima off the 101. We'll see what he's up to. You might want a car if you go see Jeremy today.
From somebody.
From somebody. We'll tell you who next. It's 98.
Hey!
Here we go. 98.
We've got employee pricing for all during the Black Friday sales event at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Happening now. That means you pay what we pay. And with savings this good, not only can you wrap up your holiday shopping early, but you can get yourself a little something nice while you're at it. So go ahead, wait for one day a year to save. Or save on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or just do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com.